I just pray for Melissa today as she brings your word. I pray that people will be just open to receive your word today with an open heart and open mind. I just pray that people will leave today feeling renewed and refreshed and ready to take on a new year. Amen.
Thanks, lovely. 2024, hey? Anyone ready? Maybe. You can have mixed emotions. That's okay. Some people are excited. Some people are going, oh, really ready? It's just another day, really, tomorrow. But we're at the end of 2023. And for some people, this year's been great. It's been exciting. You've had exciting things happen. For other people, you've had really tough things happen this year. There's been health concerns and job changes. Circumstances have changed. You might have, lost people that you love. In different ways. So there's lots of things that have happened. And we don't want to discount your reality is yours of what's going on. And, you know, every year that we move away from COVID is a good year, really. So that's always exciting that we're doing that. Years ago now, a long, long time ago, so Rebecca's 12, so she would have been about maybe one then, so 11 years ago, I was sitting over here. We had a guest speaker called Colin Studley come and speak here at Long Jetty, and he's a great speaker. We love having Colin come and speak. And right at the beginning, I'm pretty sure it was Rebecca, she wasn't feeling great. And so, you know, I just kept her, you know, pretty close. I was going, I'm not sure what's going on. And I was holding on to her right when she threw up down the front of me. So I just went, oh no. And you could feel it going all the way down. I'm like, that's not pleasant. And it happened that I was trying to leave the room because I could tell she's getting green and greener. And Val kind of was coming in as I was going out, and she saw me and my face and kind of what was going on. And she walked behind me. She's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I just got to go home. So I drove home. I picked a new shirt out, put it on, changed my child, brought her back again. All my other kids out with kids ministry, which is a huge blessing. All this time, Colin had done the start of his message, and I got back right at the very end. And so got back again, sat down. You know, I made it. And then Colin said in the next, you know, minute, and now we're going to get people to come up and pray for you. And Melissa and blah, 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 and they're going to come up. I'm like, oh, no. So, all right. So I'm standing here going, I have no idea what he even spoke on that day. But I was going, God, you need to give me the words to say because I have no idea. Completely clueless. And we survived it. I'm really hoping that the people I prayed for, God gave them whatever they needed that day, because I had still had no idea. In those days, we weren't recording anything, so still had no idea what Colin preached on that day. But it's just one of those things. I walked away going, I just don't know what happened. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you get to the end of the year and go, I don't know what happened with this year. That kind of bewildered, you know, maybe you feel like you got thrown up on, or maybe, I don't know. But changes cause an amount of anxiety for us. That's normal. That's really normal. And for some of you, you might be a little bit anxious about going into next year because it does mean change. If you're a kid going to school, you change years, you change teachers. You might be changing jobs. You might be changing circumstances as parents. The situations that you're facing with your children change. And that brings a certain level of discomfort in a way. And here at Long Jetty, we've got the change of your leaders changing. And that brings another discomfort as well for us, because we don't know what it's going to look like. And that's normal. That's really, really normal for that to happen. We become very comfortable with the way things are. Our new situations can be really unsettling and stressful. But reality is, things do change. Our governments change. Sometimes we're happy about that. Sometimes we're not so happy about that. Our leaders change in different positions. Organisations have different bosses come and go quite often. Circumstances change. It's not the first time, and it's certainly not going to be the last time that we navigate change. So we need to learn how to do it really well. And I believe what we've been doing up until this point has been really good. We've been navigating the change really well. People have been appropriately grieving and appropriately looking forward to what's to come. And that's okay. If you're excited about what the opportunities next year will bring, that's okay. We want that. We want the hope and a future, because that's who God is. If you're grieving, that's okay too, because that means you've loved. Okay, that's okay. So if you're anywhere along that continuum, you're not doing anything wrong. And to stay away and not keep progressing through that is going to be more harmful than helpful. So I invite you to keep on the journey. Keep on the journey. If you're watching, keep on the journey, because it's very, very important. Today we're going to look at the time that Joshua was given a job. He was following someone that had been in the job for a really long time, knew what he was doing, knew all about everything, and God said, "You're it, come on up." And he's like, "What?" Okay. And at that time, I don't know if you know this, but the Israelites actually crossed water twice. One as they were going into the desert, and once as they were coming out of different parts of water. It's a Red Sea that they crossed at the beginning. The Egyptians were behind them. They were running for their lives. God was guiding them out, and the waters came back over the Egyptian army. The chariots and the horses and all of the soldiers, they died as God brought them through the water on dry ground. Here at the other side, they've wandered around the desert doing laps for 40 years till God made their hearts right and ready to go into their promised land. I'm actually glad we're not doing the 40-year thing. I'm pretty glad about that. Brought them through, and here they were standing on the edge of a flooded Jordan River. Moses had just died. If you go back a page in Joshua, go back one page, it's Deuteronomy 34, it talks about Moses dying. So one page back, Moses died. They mourned, and then God said to Joshua, "You're up." Joshua 1, verses 1. And 2, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. And God said to him, "Moses, my servant, is dead." You know, sometimes God has to be that blunt with us. Because we love denial, don't we? We love it. We love it so much. God tells us things we know, but we refuse to admit them. We get so used to doing things, we don't want to face the way things are going to change. But God's saying here, the time for mourning the loss of Moses is over. Stop looking backwards and start moving forwards. Now is the time for change, time to pass the baton, time to move on with the next task at hand. Now, just because Moses had died didn't mean that the Israelites had stopped their purpose. It didn't mean that everything shut down and they went home like there was no home. They had nowhere else to go. It didn't mean that everything stopped. God had a purpose for them. I just want to say that I'm really glad we didn't die. You know, so we don't really copy the verse that much. I'm glad about that. But the mission for us here at Long Journey is not ending. Not in any way. If anything, it's building. It's getting stronger. It's becoming more concise. And God is doing a new thing, and it starts with each of us. It starts with each of us. This was a turning point for Israel. God has his person for every situation. He has a Moses, he has a Joshua, and every person is perfectly situated in the right place at the right time. And that includes every single person here sitting in your chair. He has you in the right place at the right time with the right purpose. And the more we step into it, the more we're going to see what God is doing in our lives. The more we step back and run away, we're all missing out. We need each other. What Moses had done in the past was not the task that Joshua would do in the future. God uses each of us specifically, and he equips us with exactly what we need. I believe the people and teams and leaders that we've had in this place for specific times here over not just the 12 years, but the many years before that have been the right people in the right place at the right time. Imagine not having a Val. Imagine before that not having a Robin. Imagine not having the people that we had here. When the school came and was part of Long Journey, the fruit of that is still continuing today. We have so many people that were students. Dom and Sam were students of the Salvos Discipleship School. They get it. All of you understand where they've come from. You understand a bit of who they are because you've experienced the school as well. And then go straight into COVID from having the school here and being able to set up our live streaming, which is something I never thought we'd ever be able to do. But that still continues to be a great blessing to many people. And quite often we have people checking in from different parts of Australia and around the world, that just coming in to be part of Longevity Family again. Such a blessing. The right people, the right place at the right time. How much we have to be grateful for. And as we continue to step forward, God has given the right people to take the lead in the next steps. I honestly believe that. God has the right people in the right place at the right time. And I trust that because I trust God. My God is so big that He will orchestrate you to be sitting in a chair to hear the right message for your life to be changed. And many times that has been the case. I've sat in a chair, other people sat in a chair and gone, that was just for me. The same God will orchestrate blessing over your life. But our heart attitude needs to be right to receive it. God has amazing opportunities for us. So how do we move forward without freaking out? Just in case you're in that camp at the moment. And it's okay to be. It's okay. I've had a million emotions, from the very high of excited, the very low of despair, and that's okay. You can have that too. You don't have to. But if you're in those places, that's okay. It's okay to be real, because we do authenticity here. It's okay. So how do we move forward without freaking out? Well, I've got three things to do today. There's probably more than that, but we'll stick with three, because three's, you know, that many fingers and that's easy to remember. The first one is keep my eyes on Jesus. Keep my eyes on Jesus. When we're looking at Jesus, what do we see? We see God's reassurance. While I'm looking at Jesus and not on my circumstances, not all the things I'm worried about, not my concerns, not the things I fear, not the what ifs, when I'm looking at Jesus, I get God's reassurance. If you have fear today, if you have anxiety, if you have any kind of concern in your life, look at Jesus, because He will give you what you need. And it might just be the calming down and saying He's in control and you don't need to be. I don't need to be in control. I don't even need to have to look like I got it all together. It's okay. It's okay. People can see anyway, so why not just let it all hang out, because, you know, it's more fun. All right. Keeps you humble. God will reassure us of His provision. He says in verse 3, I will give you every place on which you set your foot. He provides. God reassures us of His promises. Just as I promised Moses, God doesn't change. He's fully trustworthy. He reassures us with His protection. He says, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. He reassures us with His presence. He said, I will be with you just as I was with Moses, just like I was with you all those years before now. Just like God was with you all those years before now, God is going to step into next year with you. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to freak out, because God is trustworthy. We can trust Him. In Hebrews 10:23, God gives us assurance of His faithfulness to His word. In Hebrews it says, let us hold on to this confession of our hope without wavering, since He who promised is faithful. He who promised is faithful. The Israelites went forward with faith in God, who never changes, who's always with them, who's always trustworthy and always keeps His word. Oh, it's a great reason to keep looking to Jesus, isn't it? Keep looking to Jesus. Years ago, we wanted to get the girls a slide to go into our pool. And being the cheap person that I am, I went online and finally found a place that was within our budget. Because you can get some magnificent pool slides for thousands of dollars. We weren't spending thousands of dollars on a pool slide. So we found one. Problem was, it was in Brisbane. So I teed up with my sister. that I bought this slide. I said to my sister, can you pick it up and can you carry it to me? So she did. She was fantastic. The problem was, so my kids were still quite little. They were getting buckled into child seats. That's how long ago it was. And I was buckling them into the car when the delivery truck pulled up. This is about 3 or 4 weeks before Christmas. And the delivery guy got out and he'd already seen the package. He knew that you could tell very clearly from it that there was a slide inside. And he figured out with all the kids that I was, you know, wrangling that there was a present for Christmas. So I walked down to the gate and he said, do you want me to take this up the side of your house? I said, oh, thank you so much. And so by the time I got back to the car, buckled my children in and was ready to leave, he'd not only got the slide out of the truck up the side of the house, but he'd left. The kids didn't even know that he had been. That is, I was so grateful. I'm sitting in the car with tears in my eyes going, he could have ruined that present for us. Instead, he chose to see bigger than just delivering a parcel. He saw that he could make someone's life really blessed by doing that. He saw the big picture. He went the extra mile for strangers. We need to keep our focus really clear on the big picture, because it's very, very easy for us to get focused on the little things and just focus on this part here or this part here and not see that the big picture is that we're working together for kingdom purposes. The big picture is we're part of an international Christian church that has been for many years, will be, continue to be for many more years. We are part of. We're not just a tiny isolated person who might come and do one job during the week or on a Sunday. We're part of. We need to keep our focus clear. It's very easy to get distracted. We're about bringing my community home. Marty's already been there today. We're about disciple making. We're about turning people into people that tell others about Jesus. And it continues. We bring our friends and family home. Home is finding where we belong. Home is a relationship with Jesus where they flourish and grow and then do the same with someone else. That's home. The purpose isn't bottoms on seats. The purpose is lives transformed, and they're going out and transforming more lives. What an exciting adventure to be part of. I will always love hearing stories of how people have walked with other people into a discipleship relationship, a growing relationship with Jesus. I will always love it. And I always hear it when people just mention it, just in passing. I celebrate when I hear Vicky having a Mavis. Did you hear that the other week? She's mentioned that Mavis was mentoring her. That's a discipling relationship. Josie having Sarah. The young adults home group having Caleb. Christy having Dawn. Sky having Sandy. Maddie having Jess. What a blessing. And there's so many more names that I don't even have here. And there's so many names I don't even know of people intentionally investing in other people that say they will grow in their faith with Jesus. And we want that to continue. There is no greater thing than seeing someone's life transformed. We don't do church. We are the church. People that clean don't just clean toilets or vacuum floors. They're setting up the house to win people for the kingdom. The people that bring food for morning tea are giving space and something for people to do when it's scary going to a new place. Relationships happen over morning tea. It's so important and so valuable. We're not just having a snack. We're doing kingdom work, investing in others. See, the purpose, the intentionality is there because the main thing is disciple making. That's what we do. We want to love God, love people, and love life. And I believe we do that fantastically. The last thing we need to do, move forward without freaking out, is keep living out my purpose. I've already said it so many times today, but God put us here on this earth at this time with a purpose. And if you're still looking for me, what this means for you, I suggest you jump on some of the values that we have at Longevity. And we consider them very important because we think that they're essential. When you're doing these, along with investing in others, you'll know your purpose. Our values are authenticity. Come as you are. We do not care what people look like when they come to church. We don't care if they choose to wear shoes or not. And I love that about being here. I remember growing up, the great debate in church was what colour stockings you should be wearing. That is the most ridiculous distraction I've ever seen. I know, it's crazy. If you're in the room, I'm so happy. If you're online, I'm so happy because you've chosen to give your time to be here, to be in family, and that is so important. That makes me so happy. Authenticity, relationship. We're family doing life together. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Transformation, more of God, less of me. Empowerment, realizing and reaching our potential. They're so exciting. I love our values so much. And if we just lived that out, if we took time to read through that and go, how can I do more of that in my life? If you do that, you'll find your purpose because you'll be living awesome values in your life. You won't help but know what your purpose is. We can face the future confidently. God said to Joshua, and he's saying to us, be strong and courageous. You're going to start moving forward now. Things are changing, but don't be fearful. Don't be weak-kneed. Don't give up when the going gets tough, because things are going to get tough at times. It always does when things change. I still can't find things in my house. It drives me nuts. I hate not being able to find things. That's what change looks like. It's what change looks like. You just got to keep rolling. If you can find a clean set of clothes, you're having a good day. We got a washing machine. It's not even hooked up yet. Eventually, someone's going to say to me, Mum, I got no undies. You know, we're going to have to hook it up really soon, probably today. It's going to happen. But change gets messy. And it's not always comfortable. And if we're expecting January or even February to be smooth sailing, sure, it's going to be exciting. Sure, there's going to be some great things that are going to get us really excited. But some things just fall apart. I'm playing keyboard today doing things I don't normally do. Actually, playing keyboard is something I don't normally do anyway. But I'm actually doing weird things today that just weird. I'm in transition. It's messy. You make mistakes. We've got to be gracious on ourselves. We've got to have grace for each other. And a few months in, we're going to look back and go, look what God did. Look what God did. Andrew and Melissa were great, but look what God's doing now. Just look at it. Just look at it. And I'm so proud because I see the immense potential in not only each of you, but in Dom and Sam and their family coming. God has something in them that we need here that will take long journey to that next level. We've been trying to crack the 200 mark before COVID. You know, we've been trying to push into different areas. There's people who have just been waiting for ministries to happen that haven't happened yet. You know what? Maybe that's the time that it happens. God has placed dreams and visions on people, and he's just waiting for the right people in the right place at the right time. So don't hold on to the old. As much as we like familiar, don't hold on to the old. Let's step into the new. Let's step into 2024 with all the grace we have, all the passion we have, and all the trust we have that God has got it. God's got it. We don't need to try and work it out. The unmovable foundation in our lives, especially when facing an unknown future, is our faith in God. And we can have confidence in God's character, his trustworthiness, his faithfulness, his comfort for us. And in Joshua chapter 1, he says this three times because he really wanted them to get it and he really wants us to get it as well. So in verse 6, 7 and verse 9, he says three times, be strong and courageous. Sometimes I'm just going to have to be strong and courageous. Sometimes you're just going to have to be strong and courageous. And you can do it. You can do it. Now, I don't know what you're going through right now. It might be changes in your health or in your family situations, in your relationships, in your home, in your career. And maybe you've got things that are out of control. And even if the changes are not what you planned, moving forward successfully has everything to do with fulfilling God's purposes and keeping God's word. Our future will be prosperous because as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we're going to grow spiritually. It's no greater thing. And as we keep disciple making the main thing, it'll be successful because we'll influence others and see fruit for the kingdom. As we keep on living who we're called to be, we'll make a big difference in the world. So God continues. This whole sermon is based on like one verse. It's awesome. God continues to speak to Joshua in Joshua 1 verse 2. This is the whole verse. Now you and all these people must cross the Jordan River into the land I'm going to give the people of Israel. 2024 is a new era for longevity. And as Andrew and I step back out of leadership here and Dom and Sam come in, there will be a handing over. Not just in leadership, but also in followership. Okay, your loyalties won't be to us. We want your friendship, absolutely. But your loyalties need to move. Your following needs to move. When something happens, you don't need to look to us anymore because we're not fixing it. That all needs to change. It's just an adjusting of who do you look to? Ultimately, it's God. But who do you look to make the decisions? Just as Dom and Sam take on the responsibilities and spiritual authority here, as a church, it is your responsibility to commit to their leadership. So we're kind of at a Jordan River moment. The promised land of all God has for longevity into the future is over there in 2024. We're still on this side of the river though. And we need to choose to cross over because no one wants to be left in the desert. No one wants to be left there. God has promised us land. He's promised longevity, great things. And we don't want to miss out on those because we choose to keep wandering in the old. So what do I need to surrender now? What are my fears, my disappointments? What hasn't happened that I wish had of? What about my anxiety about the unknown? And maybe you've been out of touch for so long, you have no idea what's even going on. A bit like me leaving and coming back midway through a message. If you're feeling a bit bewildered, you can choose today to put your stand in. We just need to commit to do what the Bible says. And there's so much more goodness of God coming. I know it. I know it. Now, there's something you can do symbolically today. We have a board that Sarah's going to bring down with glue on it. And we have some mosaic pieces over here. This is fun. You love to do crafty things, hey? So we'll just put these on. I just want to lay that down. Thank you. We've got some colours here. And this is going to represent your response to God as you step over the line into 2024. Whatever God has for next year, I'm going to trust that He has it. I'm not going to freak out. I'm here and nothing's going to stop me from stepping into the new things that He has planned. I may look like a broken piece. I may be small, but I'm a unique piece. And together we're going to make beautiful work in the hands of God. Today I invite you that if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I invite you to give your life to Him today. And maybe you need to re-surrender your life to Him. And if you want to do that, you're welcome to come and pray and someone will pray with you. Hand the whole lot over. And let's worship by singing too. Let's respond. Come and place a piece into the glue. Come and pray. Come and surrender. I invite you to do that. Jesus, we just want to give you all that there is of us today, as individuals, as a church, as a body of people, Lord, as your people, we surrender to you. We commit to you and we trust you. Let's respond to him today, whatever that looks like. Let's pray. Let's believe for what God's doing next for us. Amen.